There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because they said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising. And it's all down to plain bad luck.
You might be lucky. Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Will share with you on the unlimited power of Child Protective Services.
Medical kidnapping.
That is kidnapping.
Kidnapped our child with the help of police.
Held hostage.
This is an example of the system gone wrong.
This is abuse of power. It is lack of accountability. And it is a growing criminal political phenomenon spreading around the globe.
If it happens to you, it can happen to any parent in this country. And that should never happen in the United States of America.
I love my daughters, and I'm fighting for their lives, and I want them to live. I want my daughters back.
Breaking my heart, Super Don, all the medical kidnappings we're covering here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Oh, my gosh. The big question. Remember on autism, some people would say, it's not that there's more autism, it's just that we diagnose it better, right? You heard that?
Yeah.
They don't say that anymore. Because now you got, major league scientists in revered institutions like Johns Hopkins and Harvard, places. Some of them even saying by 2025, 1 in 2 children will be diagnosed with autism.
Right.
In this case, the question is, will 1 in 2 children be medically kidnapped by 2025 at this rate? Has this rate of kidnap always been here, or has it been here only for a few years, a few decades, or is it just a new phenomenon that we are suddenly identifying? We have better diagnosis of medical kidnap. That's one of the questions I want to ask our guest a little later in the show. We've got, for the first time ever, someone who's really been intricately involved in CPS, advocating for families and children. Stephen Isham will be joining us a little later in the program. I'm very curious to ask that question among many others.
Yeah, I got to tell you, there's an evolution that has been taking place. And even right now, as I'm beginning to talk about this, it's hard for me not to get emotional because mm-hmm. it's just been just one thing after another. It's mm-hmm. like we got involved in looking at one case. And then, out of left field, I get smacked in the side of the head. Oh, look, there's another one there. And so I try to work on this one here, and then bam, whoa, there's another one there. And it's just parent after parent, child after child. And you're right. I mean, we look at it and we go, has this been going on for a long time? We're just now starting to notice this, or is it starting to increase now for some reason? But mm-hmm. either way, it's bad. I mean, it's as a parent, you just can't help but, trying to reach out to these parents and help them.
Well, and as you heard, in that montage you put together, someone said if it can happen to your child, it can happen to anybody. And, who's immune to it? I've said, from the beginning here, when we started covering these stories about jurisdictional issues, most lawyers do not bring up jurisdiction as a matter of course, even though that's the most fundamental objection you must raise at the beginning or you lose the ability to do so. You must challenge it. But I recognize not everybody's going to win on that basis because so many have granted the federal, state, or local government jurisdiction by virtue of their marriage license, by virtue of granting a birth certificate to their children or a social security number. All of these things are contracts of adhesion that reduce your status from that of a sovereign to that of a servant or a serf. if you will, a subject. And that's not what America was supposed to be. We were subjects under the king or the queen in England. Our forefathers left to create a country, a nation, a republic that would actually acknowledge fundamentally that individual liberty was supreme, not a king or a queen, and that the people had that sovereignty of the kings and the queens before them. And that's huge. It never before in the history of government, at least written history that we know of, did that ever exist. And we've slowly been indoctrinated away from that concept, that to even bring it up, to talk about it, to discuss it, like I do on the Robert Scott Bell Show, day after day after day. You know, it's greeted with suspicion, or, you know, as they, when they accused Ron Paul of being anachronistic because he brought up the letters of mark and reprisal in response to terrorism, right? Right. There was no country that declared war on us. How are we supposed to declare war on... Well, they did. They said, well, we'll declare war on terror, which was a nonsense.
Declaring war on a tactic.
Exactly. Yeah. There was nothing constitutional about it. It was extra-constitutional, right? And we are still suffering from that. Yes, there are perpetrators, and the perpetrators should be brought to justice. That's not the argument. The argument is, how do you do it? Constitutionally. If you're going to go to war, declare it. That's the people's house. That's Congress. That hasn't happened since World War II. Since then, we've been involved in United Nations police actions. Vietnam, Korea. What do you call the so-called coalition, the broad coalition that went to Afghanistan and then went to Iraq? These were not constitutionally declared wars. I don't mean to divert from the medical kidnap story, but it all plays together in my mind because we have abandoned principle. And when we abandon principle, evil can come in, unless your principles are evil. And in the case of CPS, some of those in it. In the case of the hospital, some of those in it. In the case of allopathic medicine, the judiciary, some of those in it. Yes, I will call it as it is, evil to take children from their parents based on erroneous accusations of medical abuse or medical neglect. Now, unless you believe that medicine is infallible, the allopathic medicine, and it can do no wrong, or that it is the state-sanctioned religion, and if you're not part of it, you will be excommunicated by what? By prison? By losing your children? Remember, there are a lot of people here in America, Judeo-Christian background, that lash out, and rightfully so, when you have Islamic extremist terrorism, for instance. Yet, where are they? Perhaps you're here on the Robert Scott Bell Show calling out the atrocities of our own government against our own children and our own families, and the terrorism that is being visited by ripping children from their mothers and fathers, by forcing them to ingest or be injected with, through PICC line or otherwise, toxic substances that could kill a healthy person in the name or guise of healing them. That's an atrocity worthy of any history book writing about atrocities, from Nazism on forward or backward. And we're talking about medical kidnap, and they want us to play nice, right? They get upset with us because we're highlighting and spotlighting. They send a police detective to try and subpoena an interview that we did with one of the moms in Arizona who lost her children to this. And I'm sorry, I'm a nice person, I believe. Am I a nice person, Super Don, sometimes, occasionally?
You're nice, unless it's somebody who doesn't deserve that nicety, you know?
Well, I know, but I guess the point is, you know, we'd all like to be nice per se, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But there are points in time where you have to stand up for your rights belligerently, not meekly, not like a little mouse, unless you're Mighty Mouse. Of course, that's a different story. And we had a listener contact us today, write in. I don't know if this came through the social network. No, it came through the website at robertscottbell.com, I believe. It said, where are the media people who helped Justina Pelletier? Well, for one, we already mentioned that because Bo Berman was from a Fox Connecticut affiliate, and he's been contacted
We talked to him about this particular, you know, some of the things that were going on, and he's kind of restricted, unfortunately, to, you know, the local area.
Local stories. He handled national. Yeah. I understand that. I respect him. He's done a lot of good work as a really good investigative reporter. But where are the rest of them? This woman asks, you know, where is Glenn Beck? Where's Fox News Shepard Smith? And the Kelly file, where's Dr. Keith Blau? I don't know who that is.
No.
But she's asking these questions, going, where's the media? And you, here's a montage. I want you to hear the Superdon went out and reached out to the local media in Chicago, Illinois, about the Isaiah Ryder case. Team Isaiah, where are they? Why aren't they going to the trial? Are you going to the trial? Do you know the trial is on? Let's give a listen.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are not. Yeah, unfortunately, we are not. I don't think so.
Are you aware of the story?
Okay. Yes, we've covered it before.
Oh, okay.
No.
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 I don't believe so. No, I'm sorry. We've only got one reporter on it.
Everybody's like, nah, we'd rather watch paint dry.
Well, this is insane.
Yes, we do know about it. We plan to cover it.
Oh, my God, you serious?
You are going to be there.
We plan to cover it.
Okay, I appreciate it.
That's not a promise that we'll be there.
What?
No, it's never you.
No.
Turned out that they sent somebody to cover a story about dog poop rather than be at the Isaiah Ryder hearing.
Local Fox, yeah, they covered a story about the dog poop problem, but didn't send somebody out to talk about or to take a look at what's going on with the child that, you know, has been taken by CPS.
Where's
the media? Where's the media?
Where's the media? I've got one thing to say about this. What was that? That Zooby Dooby
Zooby Doogie Biggie Biggie Boo. I don't know. I can't remember what it is now. But
man, this lady's asking a good question. Where is the media on this?
It's a good question. And listen, the short answer to that is that, you know, the mainstream media is not going to cover something unless they feel like A, it's going to get ratings, or B, it's such a public outrage that if they don't cover it, then people are going to look at the news and be pissed at them. So how do we get the mainstream media involved in this? We've got to do the hard work. You know, we've got to get the word out. We've got to shame them, and we've got to call them to the carpet. And, hey, guess what? That's what we're going to do. I mean,
that's what we're
going to
do. Yeah. By the way, we just took a call on the break from, what was her name, Tricia from Lowell, Massachusetts. I want to thank you for reaching out to us. You know, sometimes we learn about these radio affiliates, kind of in these inadvertent ways. And shout out to all of y'all in Boston. Don't worry about the deflated balls. We're talking about bringing the power. Well, that's a football joke.
What?
The deflated balls, right.
This is a family show.
No, that was a football joke, right? Because everybody's like, what's going on with the
deflated ball?
Right, no. We're not covering that. Just in case, if you're listening in Boston, it's not the focal point of this show. It's not important in the big scheme of things, I promise you. What is important is that your children are being stolen from you, out from under you. Even if you do everything you think you're supposed to do according to the authorities, they're still taking them away. And that's got to stop. Someone's going to help us to do that, I believe, coming up right next. Stephen R. Isham. He is, he's going to discuss this child and family advocacy that he's been doing for decades, in fact. Is this a new thing? Has this been going on forever? We're going to ask him and a whole lot more. Stick around. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-2355. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, trying to make sense of all the medical kidnappings we are. And to help us do that, Superdon is connected to a whole group of folks since we've been investigating these medical kidnaps, interviewing a lot of the families, the moms and the dads, heart aching. And our hearts are aching with them. Our prayers go out to them. And especially tonight as we're about to dive into it with a first-time guest here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. His name, Stephen R. Isham. He's been involved in child protection and family services type arenas within government and outside of it since 1975. That's a lot of time, a lot of decades. Stephen, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you. And the first question I pose to you is, is this new? We've been covering stories like this a little bit here and there, and suddenly we're mushrooming seemingly dozens, and every week two to three more medical kidnaps, different forms of government CPS possession of children. And I'm just wondering, since you've been seeing this from 75, was it few and far between, and now suddenly it's exploded, or has this been steadily growing?
From 1975 up until about 2007, most of it was just a lack of competence, a lack of training, just a whole variety of things. There wasn't this type of orchestrated, planned out taking of children. Back in 2007, 2008, I started seeing some of the cases cross my desk where something just didn't seem right. There's certain things that over the years I've learned that they go in steps, A, B, C, D. And then certain things don't happen in that order, so you wonder, well, wait, why did that not happen? For example, one parent that I've worked on their case, the child was taken by CPS and then put in another school district 35 miles away. Then CPS waited 2 weeks to withdraw that child from the previous school. And then instead of taking the records when they did pick them up 2 weeks late to the new school, CPS hid those records, I believe in an attempt to try to make that child look better in state custody. So those records never got to the new school. The child was in special education, had some severe medical problems. None of that information was shared with the new school. I actually filed a complaint against the school nurse in that case. This young lady went to the nurse, school nurse's office 32 times in about a six-month period, and 28 of those times were for severe headaches. So there's that type of thing that's real out of the ordinary. You know, so the girl was basically enrolled in two different school districts in Arizona at the same time.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, is this an issue of training? Because, you know, we'd be hard-pressed to argue against a CPS existing when there is genuine abuse, physical abuse, threatening the life of a child, for instance, where we, you know, probably everybody would go, yeah, well, there's a reason to intervene. But what we're seeing here is a cascade of disagreements in the way children are raised, not any true medical neglect or abuse, resulting in the forfeiture of the rights of the parents without a trial, or certainly prior to, with this concept of being guilty. And even if you prove yourself innocent, good luck trying to get your kids back. In fact, we're going to try and coerce you into signing over the kids so that they can be adopted by someone else.
Exactly. And many times those adoptive parents are the foster parents, and it's a real conflict of interest. If I want this kid to be my child, I'm going to sabotage, you know, the regular parent and of getting this child back. So there's a real conflict of interest in a lot of ways on these cases. What I meant to say was before 2007, the cases that I was seeing were the lack of training, funding, those types of things. But since then, it is certainly not a training issue. These CPS workers have been there 2, 3, 4 years. Some of them supervisors now have been there 6, 7 years. So this is not a training issue. This is a malicious attack against these parents. It's not because they don't know.
Well, that's what I see. It absolutely is malicious, and you say conflicts of interest. Who is benefiting? Who is profiting? Follow the money. And we're going to ask Stephen R. Isham where that money is flowing, what he knows. Can he confirm some of the things we found out as well? Also, we have some updates on some of the medical kidnaps, some of whom Stephen has interacted with as well, including, I believe, the Shores family out in Arizona. If you'd like to chime in, right now is your time to get on the phones. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back with Stephen R. Isham and the medical kidnap story after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, quick update on Cassandra C. out of Connecticut. Remember, they went up to the Supreme Court there and they ruled against her that she was going to be forced to take chemo against her will and her mother's will. Now they're saying they're going to release her into a group home. Or if she was released out further than that, she would likely be under, well, severe restrictions, including possible house arrest. How's that? You're a criminal. If you're 17 and you have lymphoma, maybe you don't, because doctors often get it wrong. But
adding insult to injury, right? I mean, we're going to force you to take the chemo, yep. And after you've done, you're done doing what we told you have to do. Oh no, we're not going to let you go home. No,
can't
we
go
can't
back to your
do
mom.
That.
No. Yeah, you know, how are the American people tolerating it? It's only because they don't know what's going on. Now, we have a small but growing loyal audience in new media through natural news. Of course, medicalkidnap.com is doing a bang-up job getting this out and other sources that are covering it. But we're not reaching yet into the mainstream of media. That's why one of the ladies that wrote us the letter today said, where's the media? Well, they're going to have to be shamed into covering this, and it's a shame that they don't cover it. It's outrageous, because if they knew. But again, there are moneyed interests here. There's economics involved. And to confirm that, Stephen R. Isham is back with us, been in family services and advocating for children and families for many years, since 1975, seen a lot. Seen the transition from gross incompetence on some level that impacted some of these cases to now something that's systemic within CPS-type agencies all over the United States now. And have you been in touch with these families just in Arizona or all over the country talking about this, Stephen?
Mostly in Arizona, but all over the country. Mm-hmm. I've helped people from New Jersey, Maine, California, Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina.
I get a lot of emails,
a lot of phone calls. I have at least one mom that I meet with a week for about 3 to 3.5 hours. I interview them. I review all of the paperwork that they show me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I write up a 1, 2, 3-page summary of what I observe, the questions that I might have, those types of things, that the irregularities, things are just not what they should be.
Right. But it seems like the deck is so stacked against these parents. The judges seemingly always siding with either the medical profession or a hospital or the CPS. In fact, there was an expose I think we had covered, and it was also on medicalkidnap.com, where these judges were being instructed to immediately dispossess the family of their children, or else there wouldn't be federal funds coming in.
Exactly. And these, the juvenile judges, a lot of times people call it kiddie court. These are not the brightest and the best attorneys and people that we have in law that are in these. I sat in on one case, again, I can't give it identifiable information, but I sat in on one case. The judge was so unknowledgeable about juvenile law that this judge had to ask the assistant attorney general, what's the law? What should I decide? It was ridiculous. I thought I was on some television show, Judge Judy or something, where they act out. But
mm-hmm.
just incredible. And these poor parents, they go in there. They have a court-appointed attorney. And those court-appointed attorneys, they know, they're public defender.
Right.
They know that they're not supposed to give a lot of facts, a lot of evidence. I've talked to some of these moms. They never had one shred of evidence submitted by their attorney.
No, and what we're hearing, Stephen, is that these attorneys are advocating for the court's possession of the kids, and they're encouraging families to just sign over their kids.
Yeah, so, that's most of the ones that I've had the last probably 6 to 8 months are like that.
So what the hell is going on here? Because this seems to be, as I said, systemic now across state lines as you're hearing these stories. It seems to be a similar story in so many cases, little minor shifts here or there. What, I mean, why? Where's the profit motive here, besides obviously billing for medical services that no one parent could have? But outside of that, what is it? Is it so profitable to adopt children? What is happening?
It's extremely profitable. It's a huge component of the Arizona state budget. When you look at the dollar amounts that we get from Washington, D.C., which is very difficult to glean out of the state budget and to get the numbers that are not more than 2-3 years old. But there's an incredible amount of money. One of the quickest ways to get rid of a medical malpractice case is to start documenting the mother and finding situations like maybe a high fever. Was that high fever close to when mom gave her a sip of 7-Up that we could insinuate that that's what it is? So I've seen that on some of these cases.
Well, and the irony there is, Stephen, most of these high fevers are being caused by what the doctors do. In fact, with the vaccinations, for instance.
Yeah, and I don't have a medical background, Of course, neither do these judges, and certainly not the psychologists. We have one psychologist that comes from out of state, so she's not licensed in Arizona, but she's allowed to practice here. But when you file a complaint against her, the Arizona Psychology Board won't hear the case because she's not licensed here.
So how is she granted privilege to testify in these cases?
Our state law has a little window of opportunity there for these individuals from out of state to practice so many days here.
Ah.
And when you go to the state of origin of the person where they are licensed, that state kind of laughs at me when I say, well, I want to file a complaint. Well, what happened? Where did this happen? When I say it happened in Arizona, they giggle and say, well, that's not our business. If you get a ticket in Arizona, you pay for it in Arizona.
Well, then now you have to start going to something that only the most ruthless of lawyers, and I say this in the good sense, would do. And they start to file personal capacity suits. They pierce the veil of invincibility. Because, you know, many of these people are operating under color of law in violation of their oath in office, and they should have their bond pulled. And once you start threatening to pull the bond of a judge, then things get pretty ugly pretty fast, but they take it much more seriously when they're about to lose their ability to eat.
This is Arizona, though.
Well, I don't know. I'm not in Arizona, but I will say that most judges have to have a bond, and they have an oath of office as well.
But I don't even know how to say this. These individuals work together 6 to 8 hours a day, you know, year-round for years, and there's a complacency, an ethical complacency. The guardian ad litem, my understanding of a guardian ad litem is they're supposed to be the eyes and ears of the court. You know, that's the way it is in Minnesota and other states where I've helped people with. But here, the guardian ad litem, the only time they see the kids is in the courtroom. So how do they know what living conditions are the child
they don't.
In foster care or in the regular home? They're getting all of their information from the child protective service worker who has an agenda of their own.
What about filing a federal suit for deprivation of rights? Some other thing that takes it out of state jurisdiction at this point, because it sounds like there's such corruption, at least in Arizona, that they're covering their own while they're eating the children, spitting them out, and destroying families. Has anybody attempted to take this into federal court?
No, but there's been complaints go to the U.S. Department of Justice, and even though I spent 7 hours with three different times, an accumulation of 7 hours with the Phoenix FBI reviewing a case, and the young man that was there, I have a grandson almost that old, and he sat there and told me, yes, I understand that this little girl is being sexually, physically, emotionally abused in the foster home. We understand that, but it is not a federal matter.
It's not. Well, where's like in the case of Isaiah Ryder, where there was a claim of sexual assault, rape even, under the foster care system. There's not even, as far as I know, Michelle has not been given a police report on this.
No, the police won't investigate it. It's weird. The reason I had to go to the FBI was because the Phoenix Police Department and the Tempe Police Department would not take my mandatory reporter's report on a child sexual abuse case.
What?
So I had to
go. On what basis did they refuse that?
They just said, no, that's in the foster system. That's CPS involved. We're not going to take the report.
So they're basically just passing the buck. No,
so
it's not
CPS,
us. Bam.
Yeah. Is CPS can do whatever it wants and the police won't go there because they're immune to prosecution, immune to criminal acts?
Well, I don't know. All I know is what I've tried to do and what I'm required by law to do.
Yeah.
And they will not let me do it. So I had to go to the FBI and give them my report. Then Child Protective Services, I have to trick the hotline worker to take my report, and then I still mail it to a CPS office. That way I've covered myself.
Right.
You know.
It's fine. It's getting deeper and uglier. I mean, you're going to leave parents with no choice. You know, if you do, it's like I said, we want to be peaceful, right? But most people don't want violence. But if you remove the ability for peaceful resolution, what is left? I mean, you're going to have parents that are going to, I didn't even want to go there. But I mean, imagine that they're stealing your children and giving you no recourse in the courts for justice. You're guilty until proven innocent, and even if you're proven innocent, the public defenders encourage you to give up your children for adoption. This is, you know, there's not a word that I can say on radio that would accurately describe what we're seeing here.
Racketeering comes to mind.
Yeah, the R word. You can say the R word. That's true.
Well,
RICO.
It is RICO.
Whichever way you parse the language or you come up with it, it's wrong. I think evil, really. I mean, it has an appropriate place in that description. So the question is, what can people, I mean, there's so many different things we can talk about this, but if we were going to leave our listeners with something of hope here, what is one thing people can do? What would you say
in
they can do?
30 seconds or less.
What can we do?
The first thing I recommend to parents is to find out what type of state you live in. Arizona, thank God, is a one-party state. So I can record somebody or somebody can record me without my knowledge. So some of these parents have 1,600, I'm not telling you minutes, I'm talking recordings.
Record everything, in other words. Record everything that you can. Find out if you can. Listen, Stephen, we got to get you back on. We're out of time, but God bless you, sir, for standing up for what is right.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Stephen R. Isham. We will get him back on. Super Don, good job there. We got to wrap it up. We got to lighten it up somehow after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com, and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell, he just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
The human body is extraordinary.
Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Maybe I got it.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, thanks again to Stephen R. Isham. He's got a book out. I want you to get it, Child and Family Advocacy. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. It's available in paperback. It's on Amazon. We'll link it up through the social networks as well. I'll get it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks again as well to Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Jonathan Ebord will be back next week with us. And thank you to Super Don for doing all his good work, Ben on the board. And thank you to Dr. Newsom. You know, last time he was on, he talked about the specific protocol. He was on a kind of a fast, a cleanse. And he told me about the way he took it. It was a different sequence. And I started taking just one digestive detox at night, just one. And it wasn't amazing, but it was great. Absolutely phenomenal, because I know when my body's detoxing just the right way, right amount, it kind of tweaked it perfectly. So if you haven't been to Dr. Newsom, D-R-N-U-Z-U-M, and gotten his Super Earth Energy, the Digestive Detox, and the Inflammagon, my goodness, that should be part of your New Year's protocol if it isn't already. Go ahead and do that, drnewsom.com. And say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors out there. HempMed's got a lot of new things. We got a big banner up there in today's show notes. You'll see their Dixie Botanicals looking good. And check that out. All of it linked up in the show notes. Now, if you're hungry for the drive-thru, I had a shock today, an absolute shock today. Epic Times published a commercial. It's supposed to air, I think, in the Super Bowl. But they banned it in half of the communities already. It's too hot. Too hot.
It doesn't even show anything. People are so uptight. But anyway.
It's very funny. It's done tongue-in-cheek. And yes, there is a pretend nudity, but there isn't really any. It's just suggestive. Mm-hmm. But, oh, my gosh, this beautiful model, buxom model, is parading around, and you're not. I don't think I was sure what they were advertising until the very end. Should I play the whole thing or just go right to the end so people can hear?
I mean, listen, you have to see it. I mean, make sure the kids aren't in the room. Probably.
I'm just going to start it halfway through. Maybe we can describe what it is. But you're going to hear what she's promoting. Stunning. What you can get in the drive-thru now. Oh, let me get that up.
Natural, juicy, grass-fed beef.
Ooh.
All natural, juicy, grass-fed beef.
All right, so it's all natural, juicy, grass-fed beef. But where is this? Where can you get this? I thought, is this Chipotle getting all sexy on us? Right? Because they do grass-fed.
Whole Foods maybe selling some grass-fed beef there. Right?
No, it turns out it's somewhere else. Where is this?
No steroids, only at Carl's Jr.
Carl Jr. No growth hormones, no antibiotics, no steroids,
no
grass-fed beef burgers at Carl's Jr.
Yes. Just don't pay attention to the GMO buns.
Right, right. And when they have the organic ketchup, then call me.
Right? Lettuce,
What would you like, Robert? Just the grass-fed burger. Anything else? Bun? No. So all the rest, I can't eat. But, it's fascinating to me what Chipotle has done. I mean, that's the Chipotle impact. Carl's Jr. going grass-fed, no antibiotics, no growth hormones, no steroids in their burgers. That's pretty
good.
That is really amazing. Now, one last thing for our friends in Germany. We do have friends in Germany, don't we? I believe we do.
Well, I think we do.
Ein, zwei, drei, vier. What is this story out of Germany? I don't understand this.
This is rather significant, and I want to applaud Germany for leading the way in this, standing up for people's rights.
Yeah, their court is standing up. Yeah, you said their court has just ruled that you can stand up and do something. Stand up and do it, Germany! What is it that they can do, though?
A German court has ruled in favor of men's right
to keep standing up. Wait a second. Somebody was disputing men's rights to urinate standing up. Is that right?
Apparently, there was a landlord. A landlord was trying to retain a part of a tenant's deposit for allegedly damaging the marble floor of a toilet by sprinkling it with.
He missed the seat or missed something, right?
Yeah. Listen. I will admit, every once in a while, as guys, it's just an accident.
Bad aim.
Women are lucky. They just sit down. They don't have to have. There's no skill fault there.
Yeah. It wasn't me. It was Izzy. It was the dog. Right?
Wizzy? Is that Wizzy?
Izzy. Judge Stefan Hank in the city of Dusseldorf.
Yeah. Did you know that there's a derogatory term for men who sit and pee in Germany?
I didn't know. What is it called?
They're called a Sitzpinkler.
Don't be a Sitzpinkler. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Be a Standpinkler. All right. That's a stand-up guy. All right. That's an interesting way to end the show, Super Don. I don't know what to think of that.
You know.
Little silly. We need to. All right. Well, tomorrow, back with the Healing Revolution and more. Maybe even Professor Peter Duisberg, because, we'll get to it. Stick around. Tomorrow, we'll be back. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.